All right, good noon, everyone, and welcome to another step towards our Goliath. I am your host, Sean Lynch, and one day I'm going to be a millionaire and run 100 miles without stopping. I haven't achieved anything extraordinary like that in my life yet. Right now, I'm just an average 27-year-old guy, but I have a real desire to achieve these monstrous feats, and if you're here, I know you do too. This is a real-time journey, where you get a real, raw, unfiltered view of my process and emotional roller coaster. Here you get to see what it truly takes to conquer a Goliath. Here you can hopefully find motivation and inspiration from someone who's in the journey right now, instead of listening to motivational episodes from someone who has already made it and forgotten important details, long periods of little to no progress, and small but essential days that shaped their journey. So follow along in my journey and begin one of your own. Let's become extraordinary. All right, so for the weekly achievements. So I'm going to change the format of the weekly achievements a little bit and simply have categories that were win or loss for the week as we begin this new stretch of the journey. So as for the diet for breakfast, if I have the full breakfast and full breakfast only, it's a win. For lunch, if I have the healthy lunch and only the healthy lunch, it's also a win. For dinner, if I have the sandwich before bed, it is a win. Now, for the day, if I don't snack on anything extra, it's a win. And for the week, if every day was a win, the week is a perfect diet week. Then, for physical therapy, I'm going to challenge myself to do it every other day, whether it's a work day or not, and whichever day of the weekend the therapy would land on, I'm going to go for a nice easy run for 2 miles instead and see how my knees are doing. And then for finances, basically for now I'm going to shoot for 10-hour work days again. Usually I'll work 4 days a week, but sometimes 5 if we have a week with a lot of work to do at mom's house. So each day that I get 10 hours is a win. And now as practice for social media management and possibly as a source of extra income, I made 3 Instagram accounts, one for me and one each for our 2 cats, Olive and Onyx. Adrian and I are going to see how large we can grow the accounts and possibly have our cats sponsored by products and stuff. One account we discovered was able to make over 100,000 in 1 year with her pets. So we're going to try to do something similar. So with that in mind, each week I'm going to post on Monday, Thursday, and Saturday on all 3 accounts, and then engage on the platform for 10 minutes each day for each account. So that includes liking, commenting, and following others to grow our social media presence. So final summation for each week, I will measure my performance in dieting, keeping the 3 meals a day perfect. I will measure physical activity, doing my physical therapy every other day and one run on the weekend, and I will post on Instagram 3 days a week on all 3 accounts and engage for 10 minutes after each post, so a total of 30 minutes on the post days. So that's what I'll be recording each week. This past week I didn't record anything in my podcast notes. I was doing so much thinking and preparing for this new path, I figured I would just take the pressure off this week and begin today. So, for the lessons learned category, I think I'm just going to move things I learned from the week into the weekly thoughts. I think it's better to condense those 2 sections. So, as for the current standings, for the athletic weight stone, I'm going to try to reach 180 pounds. My current weight is 195. Athletic running stone is to run 2 miles at an 8-minute pace. Current personal best? Not applicable. Then there's the weekly diet streak is at 0. The weekly therapy streak is at 0. And then I'm also going to record each week followers for each of the Instagram accounts. I currently have 71. Olive has 70. And Onyx is the winner with 82. And then the weekly post and engagement streak is 0 starting now. And then there's also the 40-hour work weekly streak, which is 0. So those will be the standings for each week. the standings categories. All right, so the goals for the week. So this week, I have my first run today after the episode, and then Tuesday and Thursday is physical therapy, and then Saturday is another run. I'm going to shoot for a perfect diet week and see how it affects my weight. I'm going to engage in Instagram, haha, 3 times this week, and see if I can get the kitties up to 100 followers each. And then finally, I'm going to work Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, since I have to take Onyx to the vet on Tuesday. So that is the plan for the week. So, for the weekly thoughts, I feel a lot better than I thought I would at this point. I think it is definitely because trading was extremely stressful and frustrating, and I think it was that way for me because it was based so much on luck. I feel so much better because this new path is based a lot more on hard work, commitment, and consistency. There's still an element of luck, as in all things. You have to be noticed by the right people and enough people. But the more consistently you post, the more thought goes into each post, and the more you engage in the community, the more likely that that will be. Also, a huge perk, probably the best part of this journey change, is that now Adri and I are walking the same path. We were pursuing our own careers on our own paths while supporting each other before, but now we're actually on the same path and working together. And I can't say how much happiness this is bringing me. I didn't think about this before I stopped training, and it has been such a nice mental surprise. I love Adri, and I'm so happy that we can walk the same path together. I'm so excited to see where this leads, and I am fully confident we will be millionaires in our 30s. Alrighty, y'all. That's it for this episode. We've retraced our steps back to a point where many paths diverged, and we found a wonderful partner to walk with. Before, we simply had people cheering us on. Now, we have someone to conquer the journey with us. Next time we face a soldier of the Goliath, we will defeat it together. This is no longer a lonely journey. It's time to begin walking down the path again, together, one step at a time, one day at a time, towards